Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Bill and Bennett says this: all trust should go towards Matt Rhule. In theory, yes. All trust, all responsibility, all accountability. But the reality is, if I asked you who you trusted more, offense or defense, that's a simple question and answer. It's either or. Matter of fact, I think I could go a step further and go, of all the new coordinators, which group special teams added to the conversation, right? Because that's a different conversation. We haven't trusted special teams in a minute. So the ability to say that we actually have some trust in the special teams, we don't know. Quite frankly, we haven't seen them. But we hear things, new kicker, new punter, new kick returners, all that in play. But Matt Rhule's success will be firmly tied to and entrenched in what his coordinators do, the kind of season his coordinators have. Fair?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? That, amen. Adam says, I feel like a lot of coaching staff has put a lot into the receiving group. All of this to surround Dylan with better weapons. I'm going with the receiving group. So, Bach, I asked, who do you trust more, receiving group or that veteran defensive back group room?
Yeah, I mean, opposite of the offensive line, defensive line discussion, I mean, I think these could be the strengths of both sides of the balls coming in. Or so, you know, and I think a lot of that's just the depth. If you have an issue with, you know, an injuries or guys not living up to protection, there just seems to be a lot of options there, both in the wide receiver room and the defensive back room. And of course, we've seen the defensive backs for the majority of it get it done here at Nebraska. So that can maybe help you with your trust a little bit more, as opposed to some of the wide receivers maybe coming in from other places. That being said, I would probably lean toward the wide receivers, which is a big statement. Remember, this was the group that Dana Holgorsen came and said, they're doing this wrong, they're doing that wrong, we got to fix this. You know, it's not by a long margin, but you know, the defensive backs too, I think a little bit felt like they played down last year compared to the year before. Maybe that's partially, you know, even, you know, a guy that they expected to be, maybe provide a little bit more, and Tommy Hill got banged up, wasn't able to completely be that number one defensive back. But in his absence, I thought Sierra Wright did step up and become that guy. So, yeah, I mean, I have a heavy degree of confidence in both. And I, as I've stated before, now you're going to have to, there's going to be some teams that really are going to change the way that they look. I mean, we were just talking about over the break, maybe Iowa feels like they finally have a quarterback. So you can't all go based off last year's numbers, but there just weren't that many big time passing threats that Nebraska sees on the schedule outside of Penn State and USC. So I think the defensive backs, I think when you're grading it, you're kind of grading it on a curve as well to kind of get through this schedule. And so I think that makes me, I feel really good about the secondary, but the question will be more so on those days than others. You know, I think for the majority of the season, they're going to be pretty darn good and be able to put up a good fight in the pass defense. But how much does that count if you're getting, you know, if you're getting passed all over the yard against the USC or Penn State teams that actually rely heavily on their pass game?
Yeah. And remember, this is a different Penn State team, right? And this is kind of the point. That Iowa sees itself differently standing in the mirror. Wisconsin goes and gets Maryland's Billy Edwards Jr. to run their ship. So they think they're different, right? Because his production was different than previous quarterbacks for them. And familiarity with the Big Ten, defenses he's going to face, had some success against the power clubs of the conference. So you feel better, right? Folks around him. Northwestern is not last year's Northwestern. You go and get Preston Stone, who, quite frankly, at SMU lit it up. And it's been a minute since Northwestern had an explosive quarterback, right? So all of it's different. We don't know what Maryland group the Huskers are going to face in College Park down the road. We don't know. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure we've done a good enough job of breaking down how good Cincinnati's talent is. And here's the part that I landed on a few days ago, and I'm gonna stick to it. I understand people want to talk about the schedule and the projections and all those things. I really just want to beat Cincinnati. Like, I need for that to be the focus, right? Because if that is screwed up, if August 28th is screwed up, the rest of the talk, oh boy. It's just popcorn. It tastes good. It's just no nutritional value. The meal has to be a win in Kansas City against Cincinnati. It has to be the thing. And if you don't understand that there is a level of talent in the players that Cincinnati will bring to the table that you have to consider. And it's also a coach in year three of building the program and a coach who's on the hot seat when it comes to Cincinnati has to win this year for that coach to feel comfortable. He has to win. Five wins in the Big Ten Conference. In the Big 12 Conference. With talent. So it's going to be interesting. Bach will spend some time in hour two talking about Cincinnati because they've got some people. We'll talk about the depth charts that we can project. But there's conversation. If you're going to project Carter Nelson, Bach, where would you project him on the Big Ten, on the Huskers tight end depth chart? What number? Right. That's a thing to consider. Before you can crown him the leading pass catcher, you got to understand where they are and who he's competing against and why. What it all means. We'll get to it in hour two, 12 o'clock noon, coming up here on The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.